And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 17th of August, 2017. It was on this date, 1982, the first compact discs for commercial release were manufactured in Germany. CDs originally designed to store and playback sound recordings, later modified to store data. The first CD commercially produced, sold on this date, was ABBA's 1981 album, The Visitors. It's the birthday of the Irish writer Oliver St. John Gogarty, Dublin, 1878. He was a surgeon and a throat specialist, but he preferred writing poetry and plays and semi-autobiographical novels like As I Was Going Down Sackville Street and Tumbling in the Hay and It Isn't This Time of Year at All. He was a sort of friend of James Joyce and the inspiration for the character Buck Mulligan in Ulysses, much to Dr. Gogarty's annoyance. He did not take James Joyce seriously as a writer. He liked Yeats much better, so it irritated him when people reminded him of who Buck Mulligan really was. It's the birthday of the poet Ted Hughes, born in West Riding, Yorkshire, 1930. First collection came out in 1957, The Hawk in the Rain. Ted Hughes became known for his dramatic mythological themes, sometimes writing from the point of view of animals, especially crow. Married the poet Sylvia Plath in 1956, who committed suicide 7 years later. He administered her literary estate, didn't talk about her publicly until his collection of poems, Birthday Letters, came out in 1998. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Between two evils, I like to pick the one I haven't tried before." Mae West, born Brooklyn, 1893. Davy Crockett, born on this day, 1786, in Greene County, Tennessee, served 3 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives and was defeated by a lawyer named Andrew Huntsman, who had a peg leg. Davy Crockett said, "Since you have chosen to elect a man with a timber toe to succeed me, you may all go to hell, and I will go to Texas." And he left the next day and was killed the following year at the Battle of the Alamo. Here's a poem by Ellen Bass, Ordinary Sex. If no swan descends in a blinding glare of plumage, drumming the air with deafening wings, if the earth doesn't tremble and rivers don't tumble uphill, if my mother's crystal vase doesn't shatter and no extinct species are sighted anew and leaves of the city trees don't applaud as you zing me to the moon, starry tesserae cascading down my shoulders, if we stay right here on our aging Simmons beauty rest, dumped into the sag in the middle, that's okay. You don't need to strew rose petals in my bath or get a band of votive candles flickering around the rim. You don't need to invent a thrilling new position, 2 dragonflies mating on the wing. Honey, you don't even have to wash up after work. A little sweat and sunscreen won't bother me. Take off your boots, babe. Swing your thigh over mine. I like it when you do the same old thing in the same old way. And then a few kisses, easy, loose, like the ones we've been kissing for 100 years. Ordinary Sex, a poem by Ellen Bass from Like a Beggar, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.